from Spark and Anvil and Cardforge, this is The Squeezer in Chapter 1 of the Cardforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Squeezer's workshop smelled of citrus and polished brass. In the center of the room, on a heavy oak table, sat a peculiar machine. It looked like a lemon squeezer that had gotten very ambitious ideas about its place in the world. It had two separate funnels at the top, but only one thin spout at the bottom. The squeezer, a calm figure in a spotless gray apron, placed a bright blood orange under the press on the left and a tiny perfect key lime under the press on the right. Her hands moved with a quiet, unhurried grace. She gently turned a large wheel on the side of the contraption. Both presses began to descend with a soft hydraulic hiss. A single gleaming glass beaker sat under the lone spout. Her goal was to create a perfect blend of the two juices. The problem was the machine. As the presses lowered, she had to choose which one to engage. She could not press both at once. A drop of deep red orange juice fell into the beaker. Then, with a slight adjustment of a lever, the other press engaged, and a drop of pale green lime juice followed. She could have one, then the other, but never both at the same time. The pressure on the remaining fruit grew. Soon she would have to commit, abandoning one fruit to fully juice the other. She watched the machine, her expression unreadable. She wasn't frustrated. She was just observing. This was simply how things worked. You could want two things, but eventually you had to choose which one to hold on to.
The first time she understood pressure, she was 10 years old. Her greatest treasures were two objects she kept on the top shelf of her bookcase. One was a model spaceship, the Stardust Cruiser, which she had spent a whole month building from a kit. It had over 200 tiny, delicate plastic pieces. The other was a small wooden bird, carved by her grandfather. Its wings were smooth and felt warm in her hand, and she believed it brought her good dreams. They were equally precious. She could never choose a favorite. One afternoon, a gust of wind from an open window slammed her bedroom door shut. The whole bookcase shuddered. She watched in slow motion as the top shelf tilted forward. The Stardust Cruiser and the wooden bird both began to slide toward the edge. Her heart jumped. She had just enough time to lunge forward and catch one of them. Her hands flew out, but they were small hands. She couldn't grab both. For a split second, her mind went blank with panic. Save the spaceship, with all its hours of work? Or save the bird, with all its memories of her grandpa? An impossible choice. Her fingers hovered in the air between them. The shelf groaned. In that final moment, with no time left to think, her right hand shot out and closed around the warm, familiar shape of the wooden bird. The Stardust Cruiser tipped over the edge and shattered on the floor. She didn't cry. She just looked at the pieces, then at the bird safe in her hand, and understood something new. You don't always choose what you love most. Sometimes you just choose what you can't bear to let go.
The Squeezer arrived at the Cardforge Academy on a Tuesday. She didn't have a trunk full of powerful cards or a staff that crackled with energy. She carried a small, polished wooden box. The head of the academy, Professor Deckard, met her in the grand entrance hall. He was a man who liked things to be clear and simple. "Welcome," the professor said, extending a hand. "We're eager to see your methods." The Squeezer smiled faintly and opened her box. Inside, resting on velvet lining, were two identical, smaller boxes wrapped in plain brown paper. They were impossible to tell apart. "A small gift to mark my arrival," she said in her quiet voice. "You may choose one." Professor Deckard looked from one box to the other. "How will I know which one to pick?" he asked. "You won't," the Squeezer replied. "In this one," she said, tapping the box on the left, "is the key to your new upgraded office. It has a lovely view of the ink gardens." She then tapped the box on the right. "And in this one is the key to the faculty dining hall, where a surprise welcome cake is waiting for you." The professor frowned. He needed to get into his office to start his work, but he didn't want to be rude and miss the welcome cake his staff had prepared. He needed both keys,
but he could only choose one box. He stood there for a full minute, caught. Finally, he pointed to the box on the left. The squeezer handed it to him. He opened it and found the office key. "Thank you," he said, though he looked a little disappointed about the cake. "The point of a good game," the squeezer said softly, "is not always to get everything you want. It is to force a choice. Even a wise opponent must eventually choose what they guard and what they let go." The professor looked at the key in his hand, then back at the squeezer, and began to understand.
"My deck keeps losing at the last minute," said Mina, a young student with bright, frustrated eyes. She had her cards spread out on the table in the squeezer's workshop. "I have my crystal guardians to protect my library and my stone sentinels to protect my hand, but my opponents always seem to break through one of them." The squeezer didn't look at the cards. Instead, she placed two delicate teacups on the table. She filled one with sparkling apple cider and the other with rich hot cocoa. "Your guardians are the cider," she said, "bubbly and clever. Your sentinels are the cocoa, strong and comforting. Both are good. Now hold them." Mina cupped her hands around the two teacups. From the ceiling, a large flat wooden panel began to descend, suspended by silent pulleys. It was moving very, very slowly. "This is the end of the game," the squeezer said calmly. "You have few cards left. Your opponent is applying pressure. You can hold both cups for now, but the press will not stop." Mina watched the panel get closer. Her arms were steady, but soon the panel was just inches above the cups. To save one, she'd have to snatch it away, but in doing so, she would have to abandon the other to be crushed. "I can't save both," Mina whispered. "No, you can't," the squeezer agreed. "So you must ask yourself, which one do you need more, the cleverness of the cider or the comfort of the cocoa? There is no wrong answer, but you must choose. If you try to save both, you will lose both." Mina looked from the cider to the cocoa. Her breath hitched. The press was almost touching. At the last possible second, she pulled her right hand back, grabbing the hot cocoa. The press touched the table with a soft thud, harmlessly nudging the abandoned cider cup aside. Mina let out a long breath, her fingers wrapped around the warm mug. "I see," Mina said, looking at her cards with new eyes. "I was trying to guard everything. I have to choose what I'm willing to lose, to protect what really matters."
Mina sat quietly for a moment after rearranging her deck. She had removed the crystal guardians entirely, replacing them with cards that made her stone sentinels even stronger. Her deck felt smaller, but more solid, more certain.
"But doesn't it feel a little mean?" Mina asked, looking up.
"Forcing someone into a corner like that? Making them give something up?" The squeezer was standing by her brass machine, polishing small, bright yellow lemon with a soft cloth. She paused and looked at the student. Her expression was gentle. "It isn't about meanness," she said. "It is about clarity. Often an opponent doesn't know what they value most until they are forced to choose." She held up the gleaming lemon. "You aren't taking something from them. You are simply applying a little steady, gentle pressure." The squeezer smiled, a small, knowing smile. "You are helping them discover what they cannot live without. The choice is always theirs."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the squeezer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.